please introduce yourselves.
Absolutely. My name is Bert Croft. I'm a senior at West right now.
My name is Natalie Fraser. I'm a junior at West. I like dogs and roller skating.
So, you folks are from MHATS. What is MHATS?
Well, first, I always tell people it stands for Mental Health Advocacy Through Storytelling. And it's a group of currently 8 teenagers who we act as both storytellers and organizers. So our goal is to destigmatize mental health conversations by talking about our own personal experiences.
Exactly. The concept of it was that we all deal with mental health throughout our lives, whether it's mental illness or mental hardship or anything in between. Yet the conversations we have around mental health don't really adequately address the problems and struggles we all face. And so we wanted to try to open up some conversations about the issues.
So every 2 weeks we meet as a group and we practice storytelling. We learn about mental health history. We learn about different ways that people have advocated for access to mental health resources. Recently, actually, a couple of MHATS members went down to Juneau to talk to legislators about the importance of mental health in young people. And then we're also putting on a final storytelling show.
So what has been the main driving force behind the movement?
I think we were incredibly lucky. Well, I had the idea originally and was able to reach out to Anchorage Youth Development Coalition and get grant funding from it. But more than any of that is just we were incredibly lucky to have so many people who were invested from an early time. So, for example, Burke, who's here with me, was the first person I ever told about the idea and just received really amazing support early on. And then we talked to other teens we knew who were already interested in mental health. We did a lot of recruiting. I think the drive behind the program is just the passion that we have as teenagers, both coming from our own experiences and what we see other people going through, that we want to keep talking about it.
Absolutely. Like almost all the organization and actual like making of MHATS was youth led. However, that is along the whole way, adults in our community, whether they're from Storyworks or NAMI or any other organizations that have helped us along the way, have really given us the tools to be able to make the most out of this project.
I think that there's just so much individual investment we put in too. I have this document where I've been tracking all the hours we put into it. And in total, all of us contribute, like all together, we've all contributed over 100 volunteer hours. I know I spent a lot of time checking emails in my inbox, figuring out paperwork. And I think it's just you keep doing it because it feels important and because it feels valuable and because you want to help people.
Awesome. Yeah, there's something, there's like the gift of giving. It's really nice.
Yeah, one of the things, Jason, he works at NAMI and he's someone who comes to a lot of our meetings. And one of the things he was saying to me at the dress rehearsal for this show was when someone tells a story, they don't lose anything. Storytelling isn't a zero-sum game. They choose to give something to an audience or to another person, and both people feel more whole as a result.
What change have you seen come from MHATS?
I can speak to this personally. The experience, I think, of being part of a group where its stated mission is to talk about personal experiences with mental health has made me so much more conscious of my own mental health. I definitely went in thinking that I was coming from that position of positive strength and that I was doing really well. But just being part and being around other teenagers who care so much about it has made me more conscious about my own mental health. And so even as we're preparing for the show, I think that I've been more conscious about like managing stress levels and making sure I'm having healthy habits.
Exactly. Up to this point, most of the things that I think have come out of MHATS have been from the members themselves after talking about it for so much and have been personal growth in understanding their own mental health and understanding how to best look out for mental health of others in their daily lives. But one of the things that I've seen as the biggest change so far is just the group itself. Because as Natalie said, we have eight people right now, eight teenagers, and just the way that I feel like we've all become so much closer. Like at the start, we were all semi-strangers. Like we all knew each other or in some ways, and some of us were friends beforehand. But I've seen some people who were clearly kind of not incredibly comfortable coming into this space at the start come into their own. And it's just amazing to see people become more comfortable to talk about important issues to them, or rather just their own mental health with other people. And it's been just absolutely amazing to see them. And like, it's been amazing for me to see, and I can't, and also amazing for me to feel like I belong more in another community.
Yeah, we've always known that we also have that community aspect, right? So first we focus on, the first focus is on the storytellers, right? And like making sure that we're all coming from positions of positive strength, and that we're building our way up to that and feeling good about our past or current experience with mental health. But on the community side, just promoting this event, I feel like I'm seeing little bits of, just like little teases of what could come Friday. We've been going into classrooms and giving announcements. And I love that feeling of you talk about, you say the first words of, oh, we're doing a mental health storytelling show, and people in the back of the class start perking up. And you can just kind of see that people are interested, and there's this camaraderie and kinship in knowing that this is something that's finally going to be talked about.
That's awesome. Right. There's getting to be the person that starts the conversation feels so good.
It does. I think it's really hard, especially when it comes from a place of emotional vulnerability.
Right.
And so like with any of our storytellers, like they have to start that conversation by saying, I have struggled. But when that second person steps up and says, me too, it just feels amazing.
How can youth struggling with their own mental health get involved with MHATS?
Originally, I put my phone number on all of the posters, which was surprisingly okay. No one spam texted me.
Huh.
But these days, I encourage them to email MHATS, so MHATS info@gmail.com, or come to the show and talk to one of us in person.
But of course, also those who are wanting to get more involved in the mental health or are looking especially for help along with mental health, we are certainly not the only resource. I would point you to NAMI, National Alliance for Mental Illness, and there are many other groups around our city and around the state that are more than happy to facilitate conversation about mental health.
Definitely well said. It's worth acknowledging that a lot of the stem of MHATS came from the West High Yana Club, which is You Are Not Alone Suicide Prevention. And that's a group that works to make the West High community just kinder and more open to conversations about mental health in the first place. And I don't think MHATS would be here if it weren't for the basis that West High Yana provided.
So was there an aha moment for you where you realized that there was an issue with the way that society talks about mental health? Or was it kind of a gradual realization?
I always tell the story of this aha moment. I'd had this really stressful conversation with my counselor at school because I was signing up for classes for this year, my junior year. And I chose not to take the hardest possible classes. And a lot of the people in the community I'm in kind of looked down on me for that.
Hmm.
And my counselor was saying, no, you should be doing other things. Like, this is totally okay. And I left her office and I wasn't feeling great, so I went for a run. And I was on that run and I just kept having all of these ideas pop into my head. And one of them was earlier that day, I'd had a conversation with a friend. And she mentioned to me, hey, you always talk about how much you like going to see your therapist. I think I'm going through something. How do I get a therapist? And I think the coincidence of those two things happening on the same day made me realize I have made this decision to take care of myself by not having a super hard schedule. I have the time to invest in something else. And I've also seen the way that, like, I am a person who talks about my experiences with depression and mental health has helped others. What if this was a bigger thing than just me? And then I talked to Burke, and that's how it got started. And then we applied for a grant, and the rest is not history, but...
What's the next step? Individually or with the program or both?
MHATS is not going to end after this year. It's going to keep on going. Personally, I'm sad that I can't join in on that because I'm heading off to college.
Where are you going to college?
University of Chicago.
Chicago.
Heck yeah. A city with far more songs about it than Anchorage has. But I'm excited to hear many stories, and Natalie has to update me about what's going on at MHATS next year.
Yeah, so I'm a junior in high school, so I have a full year left to see what happens. So far, we're hoping to basically take the MHATS model, which is storytelling plus mental health advocacy, and introduce it to local groups during the summer. So, for example, Seeds of Change and AYA have both expressed interest, which will be really cool to kind of the hardest part of MHATS, honestly, is recruiting and finding people who are willing to talk about mental health and their personal experience with it. And so that should be fun. And then the other hope is next school year, do one or two more cycles of the same thing where we recruit from all over the district, students from all of the high schools. We even invite middle schoolers, I think, and then have a winter show and a spring show.
What was like the one goal you had for this program that you achieved that you can say you nailed it?
Setting like strict goals is hard when
Yeah.
dealing with personal growth. Like it's hard, at least personally, to set out like objective or quantitative. This has been achieved or has not, like a black and white. I
Have
think.
one.
Well, okay, then I'm talking about myself then and my personal experience. And so, at least for me, I find it difficult to, when opening up conversations, to say whether it is a white or black yes or no, whether it's been achieved or not. However, I think that we have made progress for sure, and that I'm proud of, and that I think we've succeeded in.
I know something that I really wanted to incorporate within MHATS was the idea of, something that is a protective factor for young people experiencing mental illness or dealing with depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, is knowing that they matter to the people around them. And that was something that I entered this project with the idea that that was something I would help convince other people. Whereas I've also seen it work on me throughout this. So when we created the project, it was very much like this like standalone like lone wolf thing of like a couple friends and like a mission. But we were able to connect with Storyworks. We were able to connect with NAMI. And in that process, I just had so much more exposure to adults like Reagan or Jason, who's the executive director at NAMI. Or we have like the people at Anchorage Youth Development Coalition, Lindsay and Julie, email me like every other week and just like, hey, checking in, how's it going? I've had teachers at school just tell me about how much they believe in the project. And I think the overwhelming support we've felt has really like made me feel like adults in the community care about me. Other students, when they express support, when they want to join, really furthers the idea of like mattering. And so, like, having started out with the goal of making sure other people felt they mattered, and then having it work, hopefully within our whole group, but like I feel the weight of it personally, has been something really nice to feel and look back on and just have a sense of achievement about.